This is The World, and I'm Lisa Mullins, here with a man who reads books practically 24/7, and we are the beneficiaries of that. Christopher Merrill, the director of the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa, and our book critic. Christopher Merrill, what constitutes a really good summer read?
Well, Lisa, it's a book that you can curl up with, that takes you to another place, that has a wonderful plot and characters that stay in your memory for a long time, a book you don't want to put down.
All right. Well, you've got three of them, three really good summer reads that you're recommending for us. They're a little bit different from your usual fare in that all three are mysteries. Let's talk about the first one. This is a mystery set in Saudi Arabia. The book is called Finding Nuf, N-O-U-F, and it's a story of a wealthy and young Saudi girl who disappears just before she's supposed to be married, and her body is found in the desert outside Jeddah. It's kind of interesting, especially because the girl's family then hires this very atypical sleuth to track her down.
Well, Lisa, the sleuth is a guide from the desert. He knows the desert inside and out, and he's a pretty rigid, devout Muslim who doesn't quite understand how to deal with women. But now he's got to track down the body of a 16-year-old girl. And along the way, he falls in with a woman who's got a PhD and who works as a forensic scientist. The two of them are going to work hand in glove, if you will, to try to unravel this murder. And along the way, what every clue reveals is something about this deeply mysterious world of Saudi Arabia.
And another interesting point about this is that the author is actually an American, Zoe Ferraris, who was married to a Saudi for a while, and she spent time in Saudi Arabia with her husband's extended family. It's kind of an interesting story as to how she came about even writing this book.
Well, she tells the story that she went back to visit the family after getting married and ended up staying on for another year. This was just after the first Gulf War. And when she's wandering in what's called a jacket bazaar with her husband sees an overcoat such as the one that Columbo used to wear in the TV series, and he proposes that they go off to solve mysteries together. The writer thinks, well, how can you solve mysteries together in a country where men and women aren't even really allowed to talk to one another? And that became the germ of the novel Finding Nuf.
Well, that brings us to the second novel, in fact, also happens to be written by a woman. She is a Scottish writer. This book is set in the mean streets of Glasgow, Scotland. The book is called Slip of the Knife, and the author is a woman named Denise Mina. The main character is a woman, Paddy Meehan, who is Glaswegian. She's a journalist from a working-class Catholic background, and she's basically trying to solve the mystery of who killed her ex-boyfriend. Tell us more.
Well, Lisa, Denise Mina is halfway through a great series of novels about Paddy Meehan, and right now she's got one of the biggest stories of all time on her front doorstep. Her former lover has been shot execution style, and it looks like it might have been done by a hitman from the IRA. At the same time, a famous criminal has just been released from prison, somebody who killed a little boy. So you've got these two different stories coming together, the one a political kind of thriller, and the other one of those terrible crimes against children that we read about in the paper. And what Paddy Meehan is going to try to do is figure out who's doing what, who's in on this, who's not in on this. And she's really one of those characters that sticks with you because she's got large appetite. She likes to eat. She likes to have sex. She likes to speak her mind. And as Denise Mina says, she's really trying to write a kind of feminist literature in the world of crime fiction. Here's somebody making her way through the ranks. And, of course, she can't stand the fact that people look at her and think, oh, who's she sleeping with, or how much money is she making? She's just going to keep blazing through.
Okay. And the book, again, is called Slip of the Knife. Brings us to our third summer book pick from you, Chris Merrill. This one may be the most traditional thriller of the three. It's called Winter in Madrid, written by an Englishman, C.J. Sansom. What made you choose this book?
Well, the first reason I bought it is because of my local bookseller who pushed it on me and said, you've got to read this guy.
And good recommendation. I mean, that's the person to go to.
Listen, I am never going to fight with this guy because he's always right. And the second reason was that it's set in the beginning of World War II and it's in Madrid and it's looking back to the last days of the Spanish Civil War. So I thought, a writer who's tried to put these two things together and has created a character, a victim of the Battle of Dunkirk, to become a translator at the British Embassy in Madrid. There's going to be some interesting stuff here.
So tell us about the story and this main character, Harry Brett.
Well, he's been recruited because of his Spanish skills. He's going to be a translator. But what he's really here to do is to spy on his old friend Sandy Forsyth, who seems to be up to something no good, of course. And the question is this. is Franco going to enter the war on the German side? And to do that, he's going to have money. And Sandy Forsyth seems to have his hands in this. So Harry's job is to figure out what's really going on. Well, along the way, it turns out that Sandy's living with a woman who was in love with another old friend of Harry's. And this guy was a communist who's now maybe dead, or maybe he's in a concentration camp. There are all these different threads are being woven together. And what you're really getting is the atmosphere of a country at war at a decisive moment in its history when things could go one way or another.
All right. Sounds like all three books do that, in fact. The first book regarding life in Saudi Arabia, second book, Glasgow, Scotland, the grittiness of Glasgow, and the third book, the early days of World War II in Madrid.
That's it, Lisa. What a wonderful trip to take around the world. And you won't sleep well after this.
Thank you very much, Christopher Merrill. How foreboding. The last book that he talked about there is Winter in Madrid by Englishman C.J. Sansom. Also, he spoke about Slip of the Knife by the Scottish author Denise Mina, and that's M-I-N. And Finding Nouf, N-O-U-F, by the American writer Zoe Ferraris. You can find out more information about all of them on our website, theworld.org. And while you're there, check out our book page, too. Chris Merrill, director of the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.